The city of Boston has settled a landmark lawsuit involving a man who used a cell phone to videotape an arrest by Boston police. In the settlement of the civil rights suit, the city will pay Simon Glick, a Boston attorney, $170,000 for damages and legal fees. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Cell phones with video recording capabilities have become so ubiquitous that it's not uncommon for someone to tape anything they come across, including police actions. But in 2007, when Simon Glick, a Boston lawyer, saw police officers forcefully arresting a man on Boston Common, Glick filmed it and was criminally charged. A judge threw out the charges against him, which included illegal wiretapping and disturbing the peace. But Glick filed a civil rights suit against the city. A settlement was announced yesterday. Glick's lawyer, David Milton, says he hopes the case is a lesson to police.
Beyond the right things to do for police departments to train their officers to respect the rights of people videotaping, we also hope that this will also send a message that not respecting the rights of people to record police officers will ultimately cost them and the waste of taxpayers' money.
In August last year, the First Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled people filming public officials on the job are protected by the First Amendment. That point was at the heart of an amicus brief filed in the Glick case by a group that included Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jeff Hermes is the director of the Digital Media Law Project at the center.
I do hope that this case has helped the police departments throughout Massachusetts to be aware of the First Amendment rights of citizens to record the activities of their public officials in public spaces.
Boston police have already made some changes to their policies since the circuit court ruling. Commissioner Ed Davis says now they'll do more.
Well, it changes our training. It changes the way we advise officers to deal with a situation. It still doesn't give someone a right to interfere with the lawful arrest that's occurred.
Davis says police could still arrest and charge someone with obstruction if their recording of the police action gets in the way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.